Ray, you're smiling.
Yeah, well, can't not smile after that. We're really proud of the lads today, and it's a massive result and a great win at the end of the day. So, yeah, smiles all around for that. Most important thing now is we're just going back it up on the road for the last three. But I couldn't be prouder in terms of the last three performances at home, like 7 points from them, and that's what it's all about. Again, great support today, and lads should be proud of themselves, and it was a great win.
Yeah, you seemed to settle after the first 10 minutes. They were a bit over you, and then you seemed to settle into the game, and then in the end you took the game to them, didn't you?
Yeah, I felt our worst two moments of the game were starting the first half and the start of the second, and again it is down to managing that and making sure that when we're in those spells we dig in for each other, and that's what we did. We defended our box really well today, we defended for each other really well today, and we dug in even when it wasn't going right for us. What we did was we stuck by each other, played the percentages if it needed to go and clear our lines, we did that, and like you say, we grew into both halves. I felt we shaded the latter of the first half and we certainly shaded the latter of the second, and we've come away with a win. So yeah
it was really a good game, entertaining game in parts, not all the time, wasn't a game for the purists.
No.
But 3 points is 3 points, Stress.
That's it, and against a good side, against a side that's been in the mix, and if they'd have won today and results had gone their way, they'd have been 2 points, I believe, off the playoffs with a game in hand. So their agenda is as big as ours in terms of a club point of view, and we have to battle that, and we've got to battle that for the next three games really, when you look at those fixtures, because Hinkley are in the playoff mix. Shepshed, their results not gone for them today, so they'll be looking over the shoulders a little bit. And then Corby have been prolific at home, so we've got to really make sure we dig deep for those next three games.
It was good having Smythe back. Do you think he made a difference?
I thought he was brilliant today, playing next to him. I thought he was man of the match for me, but I'm quite biased towards centre-halves in that position. But he's, like I say, he's come in, he's done well, he's put some great tackles in the first half, he's won every header, and he led by example, and that's what these experienced lads can bring to us at times, and we've missed it. We're not going to lie and say we've managed every game well, the experienced lads, but today he was brilliant, and so were a lot of others, yeah.
And it was good to see Jensen have a few minutes.
Yeah, getting Jensen back out was important because Itchy's had to do it on his own. And I thought, again, Itchy sometimes, for the job he has to do in handling two centre-halves or three, he does it so well in terms of getting his body in. And it's tiring. It's really hard work. And to have that relief for Jensen's great for us as well going into the next three games.
And Jack made no mistake with his spot kick.
No, and that's what you want your skipper to do, because that was a big pressure point, wasn't it? But to step up, took it away with confidence, and he's come away with man of the match, and again another solid performance. And these lads now, I'm just like really proud of them, because they're learning as well, and we've just said in there how gutted we are the season's coming to a close now, because we feel like we've got that chemistry building where everybody wants it for each other, and that's what it's about. And we just want to make sure that we get a good foot in the door for next season as well.
And just a note about the support, they've been good again today, 400.
Excellent, just superb, and I say it a lot, it's what it's all about. I know we talk about new ground at times, but when you talk about non-league football, there aren't many better places than this. And when you can get the support like that, and you can hear them behind your game, and they're on top of you, they're literally there and they're with you. You hear every little like comment that you make behind the goal. It inspires me to want to keep doing well, and it inspires everybody. And it's something to protect. And we've done that for the last three games. It's a shame we've not got any more at home now, because it's such a great place when it's like that. And certainly next season, that's the massive motivation to make this place like a real fortress and give everybody support of what they want.
Well, it's great to end the day with a win. 3 points and well done.
Yeah, cheers, Robin. Thank
you. Cheers, mate.